So you'll find in the world, often you'll go to these public bathrooms, people are conducting business deals, they're talking as they're going to the bathroom. The question is that appropriate? What is halacha view with talking during in the bathroom? Mutter or asr?
Bathroom side of the bathroom and sink side of the
bathroom? We're going to talk about it. Absolutely. So, says the Gemara in... I was going to talk about what if you're actually going to the bathroom. If you're not, we'll hit all the points. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is a story in Brachos. Reb Safra is in the bathroom. Reb Abba knocks on the door. He needs to use the bathroom. And Reb Safra says, I'm in here. You can come in. Reb Abba, when they're finished, Reb Abba yells at him. He chastises him. He says, what do you mean? Don't you know you're not supposed to talk in the bathroom? You don't know what you're talking about. So the Gemara explains, well, Reb Safra thought it was permitted because he thought it would be dangerous for Reb Abba to have to hold it in. So he said you could come in, but based on this, the Rambam in Hilchos Deis says, lo yedaber kishuhu nifne, you're not able to talk while you're going to the bathroom, afil l'tzorach gadol, even if it's a great need, you're still not allowed to talk, which sounds like we're passing like Reb Abba, who said, even though Reb Safra thought that Reb Abba would have been, you know, really needed to go, still Reb Abba felt Reb Safra should not have talked in the bathroom, even if it could have been dangerous to someone else. Still, there's a no-talking policy at all whatsoever in the bathroom, according to this Rambam. Comes along the Rambam. Rambam says a little bit of a different phraseology. He says, Gam lo yedaber sham. You shouldn't speak there. Doesn't mention anything about if it's a great need, at what point. Based on all of this, the Mishnah Brura, based on the Shaarei Tshuva, has a compromise. He says, when you're actually going to the bathroom, when you're using the restroom, your toilets, etc., then you're not allowed to talk, even for a tzorach gadol. No matter what, nothing. And that's what the Rambam says, kishuhu nifne. When you're using the bathroom, you're not allowed to talk at all. But if you're in the bathroom, but if you're not using it, says the Mishnah Brura, then you would be permitted to talk, perhaps for tzorich gadol, for a great need. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. Imu tzorich gadol, efshar, maybe it's mutter if you're not going to the bathroom. Okay. Are there any heterim? Because it seems like pretty clear. Not supposed to talk at all when you're actually using the restroom. And even if you're not using the restroom, if you're in the restroom, unless it's tzorach gadol, there's like a massive danger going on, then you shouldn't talk at all. Are there any heterim? I'm going to tell you five bad heterim. Heter number one is there's another Shulchan Aruch that says, it's wild. This is one of the things that they ask on the Mishnah Brura and the Shulchan Aruch. Why didn't point out this contradiction? I read you another Shulchan Aruch. Later on in Pehei says, Devarim shochol. We're talking about a bathroom, and it says Devarim shochol mutter laomram sham belashna kodesh. You're allowed to use lashna kodesh in the bathroom to talk non-Torah stuff in the bathroom. Hello. I thought we said you're not allowed to talk in the bathroom at all. And on that, Mishnah Brura says, oh, but one second, Mishnah Brura says on that he pipes up umidus chasidus. It's a very frum thing to do, lahachmir, and they explain that means to talk Lashon Kodesh. But to talk English in the bathroom sounds like for sure it's fine. Mind-boggling contradiction. There it's the Shulchan Aruch, here it's the Ramah. But still, if the Ramah really disagreed over there, he should have said something. Look what I said earlier on. So it seems to be a bomb contradiction. So the Menachas Yitzchak and the Evan Yisrael both want to say, well, one second. Later on, it's only talking about when you're not using the restroom. Earlier on here, it was talking about when you're using the restroom. So when you're using the restroom, you're actually on the toilets, etc., then you're not allowed to talk at all. But later on, Shulchan Aruch's talking about when you're in the bathroom, you're just not doing anything there. At that point, you would be allowed to possibly talk. Now, what's missing over there is anything about tzorach gadol, about any need. So some of the Achronim say that would imply, based on the later Shulchan Aruch, maybe if you're not on the actual toilet itself, you should be allowed to talk for any reason. And in fact, I saw the Sefer brought down of his Sefer Imre Halacha. It says, based on these other sources, the Minchas Yitzchak and the Imre and the Evan Yisrael, maybe you should be allowed to talk anything as long as you're not actually on the toilet itself, which is a huge coup. They say Rav Nevinsol started to say that, but then he said you should be machmir altogether. So this is heter number one. By the way, just another point, Piskei Tshuva also says that by himself, that later on we're talking about when you're entering the bathroom, for other things. So you have, you're going there to get a towel. You have, I don't know, you're going to get, I don't know, you're going into the bathroom to wash your hands. So then you would be allowed to talk because you're not going in there for the restroom itself. That's a similar idea. That's bad heter number one. Bad heter number two, you could say, is maybe our bathrooms are different. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva where he writes, well, maybe our bathrooms don't have the status of a bathroom because we have toilets that flush and it's not as smelly as obviously in the olden times, and which is, Rav Moshe says he's not sure about that. Anyway, Rabbi Yashub says, no, that does not work over here. That would not give you a good heter. So that was bad heter number two. Doesn't really work. Bad heter number three is the Vilna Gaon says, this whole source of this Gemara is unclear. It's unclear what the problem was with Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Safra. The Vilna Gaon says that really wasn't the case. The talking wasn't the issue. There were other issues involved about, like, you know, how the door was closed in the bathroom, not closed. There was really nothing to do with talking. So maybe if we learn that Gemara a different way, then there's no source for the Shulchan Aruch. But that's a nice idea, but Shulchan Aruch practically says, you're not allowed to talk. That's bad heter number three. Bad heter number four is the most creative, most controversial. Bear with me over here. Is, can you talk on the cell phone in the bathroom? The other person on the other end, hopefully, doesn't know you're in the bathroom. A huge question. It sounds like it's a, not the most sneeze question, but it's a bomb question because that's often, you know, people are busy business, running deals. Who knows where they go, you know, where they're doing their deals from. Is that mutter or not? So they asked this to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky gave a pretty vague answer that he says, well, if it's similar to, it would be the same as regular talking. What does that mean? So the footnote there says, what that means is, what's the reason why you're not allowed to talk in the bathroom? Two reasons. Ramah said, Mishum Tznius. So if it's because it's Tznius, so if the other guy on the other side of the phone doesn't know that you're in the bathroom, so what's the Tznius issue? He doesn't know where you are, so who's it a lack of Tznius for? No one knows about it. You would be allowed to sing to yourself. I was thinking, Gordon, that maybe you'd be allowed to talk to your wife if you're in the bathroom, even if she's there for whatever reason, or she's outside the door, you should be allowed to talk because there's no tznius, maybe for the husband or wife type issues. I don't know. On the other hand, if you say it's an issue which other achronim bring about divrei Kabbalah, there's something, you know, Kabbalistic improper about invoking levels of tumah about talking in the bathroom, then it doesn't make a difference whether the other guy is on the phone or not on the phone. You know, you shouldn't be allowed to talk in the bathroom. Practically speaking, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says this is also not a good heter. Bad heter number four. Bad heter number five, I saw if you Google, you could find this great article by Rav Moshe Dov Leibowitz, who writes for the Chafkei. He writes his article, halachically speaking. He cites by Rav Avadu Yosef, I didn't look at this inside, but he cites Rav Avadu, who says, if it's a business deal, you're going to lose a lot of money, maybe there's room to be lenient. So I guess it's the idea that if b'shas adchak, you know, maybe that's considered tzorich gadol. So if you're not actually on the toilet itself, maybe that's considered tzorich gadol. That would be a heter. The upshot is, better not to talk. Definitely when you're on the toilet, you should not be talking at all. If it's not on the toilet and you're just in there in the bathroom, maybe there's room to be lenient. I think the best heter is that first heter based on the later with Shulchan Aruch. And maybe if it's a tzorich or a tzorich gadol, for sure, there's room to be lenient.